Good morning. It is coming up on 7:23. This is the West Side Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. Thanks for joining us today. More news, traffic, and weather is coming up at the bottom of the hour. But once a month, we talk with Bill Roller at BR Capital about the latest happenings and what's going on in the stock market and around the world. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. The sun is shining up here in Vancouver. Land of the low minimum wage, at least compared to you guys for a while.
You know, that is such a scary thing. And Economics 101, they're not getting it. Why are they dictating that?
Try and keep the voters happy. So, these things happen in election years. And maybe they honestly think that it'll end up helping when, in fact, it's probably going to put a lot of people out of work. That's certainly been the case up there in Seattle.
And several other cities that have voted in the $15 an hour minimum wage have had companies leave, companies lay off people, downsizing, or just charge more for everything.
It's kind of interesting to see how that's going to play out. But the problem is, even though these negative effects of a minimum wage are fairly well known, they never reverse. They never go away. So you're going to be stuck with it for a while.
Kind of crazy. It's kind of like the oil prices. I mean, just when you think that they're going to stay low, they suddenly shoot up again, like 17 cents yesterday. What's going on with that?
Well, it looks like OPEC has said that they're going to cut production, finally. And so there's some concern out there that OPEC, as well as the non-OPEC producers like Russia and Venezuela, are finally getting a handle on it. It remains to be seen, but they're certainly stressing the market. Oil is actually off 1% right now, but it's at about $34.31 a barrel, up from the 26 and change where it was when it hit the low.
That's still a pretty good price, the $34 a barrel.
And it's kind of hard to know when things will start moving up again. So everybody should keep buying their gas.
Yeah, no kidding. My car likes it a lot. So presidential race, what kind of effect is that having on the stock market and the world economy?
Well, it's hard to say, of course, because there's so much noise in the data. There's some concern there was a headline on Barron's the other day or other week that said, are Sanders and Trump hurting the markets? And they may be. I mean, since there's all that much uncertainty and really no clear path on who's going to be president, markets hate uncertainty, so they're kind of going to be trendless here for a while.
Yeah, a little timid. What would be a safe one to get into?
Well, most of the stuff right now, it's starting to look like value is actually the place to be. The FANG stocks, the Facebooks, the Netflix, Google, Amazon are looking kind of overvalued compared to their earnings. And so the real deep discount stuff, U.S. Steel had a big move the other day on some tariff activity on foreign steel, so it had a big move up. Some of the oil producers, the big ones, are looking. You know, it might be time to be putting a little bit of money into those. Certainly, copper and gold. So, Freeport-McMoRan might be one to take a look at.
So, if I was to diversify, that would be put in energy.
Energy,
steel, gold.
Yeah, those deep value stocks seem to be doing okay, and they would tend to hold up. Certainly, anything with a dividend as well would tend to hold up fairly well.
What about some of the new energy things, like solar?
Those are more kind of growthy as opposed to value type stocks, and there's a huge amount of risk in them, so you can maybe buy them to trade them, but very hard to hold on to them.
If I had a home out in the country, though, I would look at doing a solar thing just because.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, that's one of the cases where that might make sense, where you benefit from it directly. But
yeah, right.
In some ways, the whole green energy is certainly a boondoggle, unicorn power.
Right.
With so much tax subsidies, they're good for the individual homeowner, but pretty bad for ratepayers.
Yeah, if you're in the city, it doesn't pencil out very well.
Well, certainly a up here in the Northwest as well with so much cloud cover and cloudy days.
Yeah, that doesn't help either. All right. Well, Bill, I appreciate all your insights and all the good news, and keep up the great work with the stock market reports, and we certainly appreciate it. How can people get a hold of you real quick?
Give us a call anytime at 800-562-7096 or online, brcapitalinc.com.
He is Bill Roller at BR Capital. It is 728. This is the Westside Morning Report.